This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, medical marijuana. Should businesses be able to fire employees who smoke pot legally?
First, while economic leaders around the world struggle with this week's financial news, there's trouble also for people who work paycheck to paycheck. They often turn to what's known as payday loans. That's borrowing against their next paycheck and paying very high interest rates. Some states are trying to cap those rates, saying the easy cash advances trap poor and working class people in a cycle of debt. The industry, though, and some people who get those loans, say people borrow because they have nowhere else to go. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
A few years ago, life hit Gail Myers hard.
I was 30 years old, and my daughter at that time was 6, going to be 7. It was right after Christmas. You know, I didn't have any money in savings, and I didn't see the divorce coming.
Myers says she had just enough to get into an apartment in Columbus, Ohio.
I started getting behind on my bills, and I seen no way out. When all my credit cards became maxed out, it became a matter of, you know, survival.
As a last resort, Myers went to a nearby payday lender.
Everybody's business is out there. I remember seeing files on the counter with people's names on them, hearing, you know, in the background them calling different individuals about their payday loans, and if they don't turn them in, they're going to, you know, turn in the check into the bank. And it was scary, and it was embarrassing.
Here's how it works. For every $100 a person borrows, the loan company charges a fee. In Myers' case, it was $15. Then for collateral, the borrower writes the company a check for the loan plus the fee. Now, because Myers overextended herself just by getting that first loan, her only hope of paying it off was by taking out another one. 2 years later, she'd taken out so many that she'd racked up over $2,000 in fees.
The simple truth of this business model is that for borrowers that are paycheck to paycheck, that have minimal savings and face a financial emergency, aren't able to get back on their feet, caught up, pay off all their other bills, plus the 400% interest rate from the payday lender, and walk away from it in 2 weeks.
That's Uriah King with the Center for Responsible Lending. King says in response to cases like Myers, some states are looking at capping interest rates on those loans. Right now, 38 states permit some form of payday lending. Lawmakers from New Hampshire, Virginia, Arizona, and other states are debating a measure that would have lenders charge no more than $1.38 to borrow $100, down from the $16 that is currently the national average. North Carolina and Oregon have passed similar legislation already. The caps have effectively shut the industry out of those states.
If you eliminate the product, you've done absolutely nothing to address the need for the product.
Jamie Fulmer is with Advance America, the country's largest payday lender. He estimates there are 25,000 outfits nationally providing payday loans. Fulmer says customers know what they're doing. He says it's the cheapest option when someone's short on money.
The $50 you're going to pay for a bounce check, or the $35 you're going to pay for overdraft protection, or the $37 you're going to pay for a credit card late fee, or, you know, the $50 you're going to pay your utility bill to get, you know, reconnected.
Uriah King couldn't disagree more. King says payday loans are hardly the cheapest alternative.
There are home equity lines of credit. There are, you know, advances on regular credit cards. There's overdraft lines of credit. There's withdrawing from a savings account. You can negotiate directly with that business that you owe money to. There's subprime credit cards, which are one of the fastest growing credit options in the country.
But Fulmer points out that few ever complain about payday loans, and industry-wide, over 90% of people make their payments on time.
They are very satisfied with the product and don't want anybody telling them that they can't use a product that they like and that they use responsibly.
For New Hampshire resident Jeff Drew, it's more than a product. It's a necessity.
I'm here every 2 weeks to survive. No other way to put it, I guess. To survive.
Drew started taking out loans after his wife was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She had to stop working as a nurse after 27 years. Their money dried up. Drew now supplements his day job delivering pizzas at night. But they still come up short.
If I didn't have these guys, I would have lost my trailer, for one. I probably wouldn't be driving my truck, for another. You know, it pays the bills.
Drew understands that he's paying every 2 weeks to get that extra cash, and the fees are mounting. He's hoping his wife can get a new job, and then maybe he can borrow less and eventually catch up. Until then, he's going to keep driving his truck home every night after work, grateful for those payday loans. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.